Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Decisions has begun. I am Gable Brunson. I'm on the grid and I'm also on the clock. Let's do this thing. Countdown to tip off. Say what? Yes, it's true. The NBA Finals, they're here. It's real. It's time to pull the trigger. It's time to start loading up. We did a video earlier today with some of our series props. We promised a bunch of props for you tonight. I have a bunch of game props that the Razor Redhead Cam is going to like. You know why, Cam? Because I'm smart enough to know that Jamal Murray's 25.5 point prop is pretty sharp. Jokic's numbers are sharp. You've got to, you've got to go and find some deals. You got to find some deals on the, in the meat section.
Bargain bin.
Of the grocery store. You got to lift up. You got to lift some things up. All right, hold on. I've got like a hunting show. I've got like a dead deer in front of me here. I don't want to see a dead deer. What the hell's this? What the hell's going on here?
The key at the grocery stores, Marenzi, you get those stoner kids with the guns.
And basketball. Let's go.
I always like to find the stoner kid at the store when they're doing the guns, and then he prices chicken for the same prices. Sometimes he forgets to switch the $1.99 instead of $7.99 before. Oh, yeah, they clue in. So sometimes you get the $50 item for $7.99. That's my trick. I watch these guys like a hawk.
The Rage of Reddit, Cam Stewart's got a lot of tricks up his sleeve. All right, yes. So it's all about the NBA Finals tonight. Actually, I tell you what, though, Cam, I just retweeted this video. We'll get this up. This is wild, wild stuff. Remember yesterday you and I were talking about it? Jose Marino up to his antics in which he started with the ref. He tried to attack the referee, or he's trying to buy time. Mm-hmm. He's getting all whatever. He's always doing this stuff. The referee just got attacked in the airport by Roma fans.
Like, how bad is he beaten up?
Oh, he's not. The fans got the worst of it. And not attacked. Somebody, it's pretty hostile. We'll play the video here.
Okay.
It looks like the ref threw a chair at one of the fans and got the fan and actually got a kick in. Dude,
he's
hostile.
He's got to defend himself.
This is quite the video here. This is breaking news. It's just, this is popping up. Where did they play? In Bucharest. I think they were in Turkey.
Yeah, it was in Hungary. Yeah, it was in
Hungary. Bucharest, my bad. Not Hungary, Bucharest. Yeah. Not Budapest. Budapest. Budapest.
Yes. Yeah.
Bucharest and Budapest are two different places. It's like Michigan and Michigan State.
Correct.
It's not the same. Budapest and Bucharest. Two different spots. So yeah, we'll get this video up and running. So yeah, countdown to tip off is on. Coach James Young gonna step up and end with a bunch of props. Oh no, he's not.
No, that's what I told Matt. Right. So you're telling me
game one of the NBA Finals, this guy's not here.
That's what I'm saying. That's like you bust Sharapan's balls all the time, and it's game one of the finals, and this is the night you take off? Holy Jesus. Anyway,
you're the sports grid. You're our basketball guy.
The ball guy. Yeah, what are we going to do? We'll be fine. We'll be all right. I know you're going to have more lots of picks anyway.
You're damn right. So, I was just thinking. Yeah. Last time, I swear to God, because he did this the night of the national championship, I remember. I remember I was like, what the hell's going on? I was like, how can he like
pick the big ones?
Yeah. But then I went like 9-0 or something. And I remember I made him mad because he said, sorry, I wasn't here last night. And remember, I said, we did fine without you, coach. We went 9-0.
I said something like that. He didn't like that one too much.
I said, whatever, bro. We went 9-0. All right. No, we love the coach.
Surly.
I don't know. Coach went to the Mets game. So, in other words, someone must have given him tickets because he's cheaper than a Scot.
He really is.
Shout out to our
now you're knocking
AM
Scots.
Radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. Hey, I got some Haggerty in me here, so I know all about
it. You're a Scot too. Yeah, no, the coach, he does like his freebies, and I got to say another thing.
My grandmother's maiden name is Brown.
Can you know what? That's the craziest thing, Gabe. That's my mother's maiden name is Brown. But
really,
B-R-O-W-N-E, like the old Irish way. My dad's Scottish.
Yeah, there's
Stewart,
no E at
my
the end of mine.
Irish.
Brown.
Yeah, but hey, we got Brown. That's your alias, remember? Gary Brown.
Yeah, Gary Brown. Is in my alias.
Yeah, he's a homicide cop in Colorado Brown. Springs. Does good work.
Gary Brown. Yeah, yeah. I told you, my grandmother's name was Carol Brown. May she rest in peace. Carolyn Brown. But her brother, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, fantastic.
Except
a great handle.
He was Charlie Brown before the comic existed. So, it's kind of a... It's like, well, you know you're old. The guy was born in 1906 or something, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's not around anymore.
Yep.
All right. So Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. It's 8.5 right now. It peaked up at 9. It's sitting at 8.5. The total is 219 right now. Coach James Young not with us. He'll be with us tomorrow. Sharapan's going to step up and in. We got Terrell Furman. We've got Sean Green. Dave Sharapan.
Nice.
Joins us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the Stanley Cup Finals are preparing to begin on Saturday night. So, totals 219 in this game. It's 8.5 right now. I think a lot of talk, and this is what we do, and I get it, but so many people, Cam, have talked about, well, they need to fly here, and they need to do this and that. And if you really take a step back, Cam, you'd think that people – are asking the Miami Heat players to walk through the Sahara.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Desert, barefoot, without any water. As opposed to, they played a basketball game. It's come up all the time. Wow, man, it's a quick turnaround. What, from Monday night to Thursday night?
Exactly.
Because they never
it's
do that in the regular season.
Exactly.
That's like their life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Ken, they've actually had time off now. Like, dude, don't tell me that, Max Strus is sitting here going, oh, I'm tired. These guys are ready to go, bro. If Denver wins, throw out all this. Oh, they're going to be this and that. No, no. It's going to be because of basketball. All right? The Miami Heat team, Cam, they're going to be ready to go tonight, bro.
Damn right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Let's roll. Without further ado, we're not playing around. Let's bring in the puck. Love it. We got to see the puck. The magic puck.
Drew the puck, Martin.
The puck.
The puck. I love it.
Drew the puck, Martin. Man. Yeah, that's a great one.
I like it. The puck.
What's up, Drew? How you doing? Where's the puck? Come on, show us the puck.
Yeah, show us the puck. Puck. Oh,
it's coming. I got to, my props. It's such a big part of this, Gabe. I got to keep it. It's coming to you, though. When we're making our predictions, we got the Panthers.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I'm bringing it to you guys. Don't you worry.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Florida Everblades have actually advanced to the Kelly Cup, East Coast Hockey League.
Oh, nice.
You guys just can't stop winning down there.
Yeah. And know what the worst is, too? Who wants it more than anybody? Newfoundlanders. They live for beer and hockey.
That's their only team, Ken. The only team they have is an East Coast hockey team.
They live on a freaking rock. And all they do is drink and will love hockey. And you can't even give them a taste.
The Florida Everblades beat them in six.
It never ends. You said it, Marenzi.
In
all the hockey markets,
double overtime last night. It went double, Cam.
That's crushing.
Drew,
that is so
think about that. Like, all kidding aside, like the Florida Panthers, the overtimes and all this, the Florida Everblades just won in double overtime last night. Like, there's something going on here.
Oh, it's great.
It hasn't transferred over to Inter Miami yet, though.
yeah, they're having all kinds of problems with the soccer team.
They play Estoril, Florida, Drew. You ever been there? Estoril, Florida. Cape Coral, Fort Myers, metropolitan area. That's where the Everblades play.
Actually, Gabe, I have.
Hertz Arena. Hertz Arena. That's where they play. Hertz Arena.
I've actually been. I drove by it a couple weeks ago. I was looking at a couple, like, multifamily, like, houses. And sure enough, I'm driving by, and I'm like, what the heck is this arena doing in the middle of nowhere? And I looked it up on my phone, and there it is. The Everglades hockey team. And
comes full circle. Yeah, they're in the final. So if you're in the area, you say, I tell you, it'd be a lot cheaper to go to the Panther game. I'll tell you that. Okay, so as far as the Heat is concerned, you know, I don't know if you guys, you watch the UFC countdown shows, probably not. I know Cam doesn't, but do you, Drew, at all?
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay, so.
Yeah,
I know. So, but you know the countdown shows? They'll mess with your head, bro. You know what I mean, Cam? Like, they'll show the story, and it'll be like, he grew up homeless, never met his father. Yeah. And they have the dramatic music. Exactly. He's, like, hitting the back. Yes. You're like, man, I'm pulling for this guy. This guy's going to win, man. They show him lifting weights, and he's running. Then they show selective, like, highlights. Boom, bam. You're like, man, this guy's ready to go. And you're all in. And then 20 minutes later, you're watching the other guy's story, and you're like, man, I don't know, man. That guy looks fine. I like the other guy, but now I'm seeing this guy, right? And, like, even if you know everything, I don't watch the shows because I don't want it to cloud my judgment. They're so good at it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm not watching because I know you guys are just trying to, like, poison my mind and make me, like, not know who's going to win. And, you know, I feel the same way about this. I was like, Denver's going to beat him in four. That's what I said. I'm like, Denver will beat him in four or five easily. I said, man, Denver's praying they get Miami. It'll be easy. Clean work. Then I'm like, man, you know, maybe five or six. Now the series is here, and I'm actually, like, thinking, I don't know, it's going to be a toss-up. This is a tough series.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm not wavering. I said Denver in five or six. I'm standing by it, and we're countdown to tip-off. The Denver Nuggets win the NBA Finals in six games, Drew Martin. What's your take?
I'm on the other side here, Gabriel Morenci, and I am taking the Miami Heat in game one.
Governor DeSantis in the house, Cam. He's Florida.
I vote for Drew. DeSantis is out.
Go on, Drew.
Sunshine State special, boys. We got the Miami Heat 12-4 against the spread, 10-6 straight up in their last 16 games as a playoff underdog. So in this role, they have played very good basketball. Also, guys, 7-2 straight up as a playoff underdog of more than 8 points. Checking the box tonight. They win outright, so taking them plus money here. What, plus $3? I don't know, guys. Risking 100 to win 300 with the Heat winning straight up. I like it. I took them plus the points as well. The 44-win regular season Miami Heat. Water under the bridge. This is a new squad in sports betting. You want to be betting the hot hand. You want to be riding these trends. That trend is the Miami Heat, guys. I'm taking the Heat tonight, and I'm taking them plus 335 to win the series and be the NBA champions.
All valid points, and nothing I can really argue except to say Denver are pretty good, and they're pretty hot too. But all those ATS numbers that you just dropped, very impressive. And, you know, I think, and I said last night on Sports Rage that I think this series is going to be like the national championship college basketball game where UConn were just sort of ahead, but it was always close type thing. And if you look at Denver, we talked about it. You look at the game one against the Lakers. What happened? The game landed on the damn number. Game two against the Lakers. What happened? The game landed on the number. They won both the games, but it landed exactly on the number. Game three was like a 9-point game. Game four against the Lakers was a 2-point game. The odds makers against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I remember I was on a T-Wolves once, and I got a push. I was on a T-Wolves another time, and they lost, but they covered. Denver are not a covering machine. They're a winning machine, They're not a covering machine. And even though, Cam, I do believe the Denver Nuggets are going to win this series, and I think they're going to win in six games, there's no way that I would lay 8.5 points in this game tonight against this Miami Heat team. And I gave my final score prediction last night. I think Denver win tonight by 6 or 7 points. I think Miami covers the game, but Denver win tonight.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. I think they actually win between, like, 3 and 6. That was kind of my window. And I already bet Miami Heat with the points. I don't have the stones to bet them on the money line. They could win the game. Drew brings up a lot of data that I think is important, too. And that's the one thing about the Heat, and it's very important to know in sports, when you're that bad, remember, guys, they were the worst ATS team in the regular season, and now they've totally flipped it. That's the whole – they were money burners the whole season. It's like a whole new team, whole new season, whole new everything with these guys. And I'll tell you, Denver's got some players, but Miami, Gabe, you like that team to go to war with. They got a lot of grinders and vets on that team, and it's going to be a tough – they're going to be a tough out. I'm taking the points tonight. Give me 9 with the Heat.
A lot of love for the Miami Heat, and justifiably so. I can't – we can't go against this, man. Listen, and another thing is, too, guys – what happened when they played their two games this year? Tight. Denver won both games by 4 and 5 points. Close games.
Mm-hmm.
Close games.
And that was when Miami wasn't as good. Right, Gabe?
Yeah.
No.
Playing as well.
Well, I would argue they had Tyler Hero, though.
Okay. Then. But they're not on the – but they're not the way they are now. Like, they didn't go on – like, they don't have the run that they're on.
No, well, Gabe, like, Vincent wasn't good then, no. And Caleb Martin wasn't good then, no. They've caught lightning in a bottle, man, right? They caught lightning in a bottle. Jamal Murray didn't play in that game. But I'll tell you what. If you guys – and Drew Martin says he likes the Miami Heat, and I'm not saying it's not a homer pick at all. Dude, how the hell can we say how can you not believe in the Miami Heat right now? And if you do, it looks like Tyler Hero is going to be back, right? The question is, does he play in Game 3 or Game 4? But they're pretty much certain Tyler Hero is going to be back in this series, guys. Now, it could be Game 3 back home or Game 4 back home. He's not playing in the first two games here on the road in Denver. But to me, he hasn't played basketball in a little while. The conditioning is going to be a problem like that. And not to mention, Denver are just going to swat at his hand right away. I mean, that's what you do. We saw when De'Aaron Fox had the fractured finger, the Lakers didn't even hide it. They were just swatting at his hand like all night long. That's just sports. So I'm not really losing sleep over Hero coming back, to be honest, but I don't want to underestimate that. If you like the Miami Heat, it's definitely a feather in your cap. If you think, like, if they could battle, man, and then they get Hero back, and even if they bring him off the bench and he hits a couple of threes, it's another shooter that they have. It's, you know, makes them more dangerous, but there's been so much talk of Miami, 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 because we haven't seen Denver in 9 days. Let's not forget, Denver are good. Very good.
Real good.
And I don't believe that Caleb Martin's going to have the same success. I think he's going to have more of a problem with the Denver Nuggets guarding him than the Boston Celtics. Let's call it out for what it is. The Celtics are soft.
They are.
More picks on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. Countdown to tip-off continues as well. We've got Drew Martin in the house, the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, keeping his eye on the Memorial. We'll touch base with that. Yep. We got a couple of baseball games coming up. We'll get into that as well. So Drew says the Miami Heat, and I can't argue against him. What do you think, Drew? 7 games, Miami? 6 or 7?
Yeah, I'll take 7 games. What's good for the NBA? More money in their pockets. Let's remember that if it gets towards the end of the season, at the end of the series as well, and one team gets out in front of the other. So I'll take Heat in game seven plus the 325 series price. I think Jimmy Butler, he rises to the top. This isn't the same player as in the regular season, as in the playoffs. And Spoelstra, the most underrated coach in the NBA, in my opinion, the best coach in the NBA. Give me the Heat in 7, Gabe.
Yeah, I don't know how underrated he is. Everybody says he's the greatest coach now. That's one thing. He's starting to get his bouquets. Yeah, he's getting his bouquets. He's getting some flowers. Great coach. Spo's a great coach. Malone's a good coach, though, and has been around a long time. And this is another dynamic of this series that's going to be tougher for Miami, guys. Joe Mazzulla really didn't have many coaching answers.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not like, throwing him under Joe Mazzulla on Jeopardy. He did a good job, but like, it was basically, Mazzulla was basically like, all right, guys, let's go. And like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's cheerleader.
He didn't have like, listen, we got to do this and switch this up, and I need you to do this now. Like, Spo sees things. Malone sees things. Malone's going to know right away. Okay. And don't forget, Malone's had a week and a half here, 9 days, to just watch the Heat over and over and over and over. So Spo's going to have to come up with some different things. I just like Denver's athleticism. You talked about their length, Cam, their wingspans. They're very long, rangy dudes. They're all kind of dudes with an edge. Michael Porter will push you, trip you, fight you if you want. He's got an attitude, that kid. Caldwell Pope's won titles before. He's a scrappy, big-time player. Long arms, scrappy type of dude that can hit threes. Aaron Gordon was the fourth pick in the first round of an NBA draft. This guy's one of the best slam dunkers in NBA history. One of the great athletes. He's not putting up huge numbers, but he's a load to deal with defensively. He's a big dude, and he leans in on you and stuff. And, oh, yeah, we haven't even gotten into Jokic, who weighs 285 pounds, Cam. People don't realize that, bro. Yeah. He's like 7'1", 285 pounds, Cam. Like, Adebayo's a big kid, bro. He's a big dude. He's 6'9", 245. He's giving up like 2 inches and 45 pounds to him.
He's basically Lurch with skills. Like, you know what I mean? Like fast instead of slow.
Yes. Yeah, he's like a big Frankenstein, but can dance around and like hit shots.
Yeah, he's like Frankenstein who can dance. Like it's scary.
No, he's like the Munster. Like, guy of Frankenstein, the guy from the Munsters. Yeah, he said, the guy would be perfect. The assistant. Yeah, Lurch. He really is. he's an athletic Lurch. And then we haven't even talked about Jamal Murray yet.
No, we haven't.
Jamal, Mr. Kitchener, Ontario, is dropping 37 tonight, Drew.
Yep.
You made your good points. Kitchener. Now over here, we're making good points, huh?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's good points to be made for the Denver Nuggets. They're a favorite for a reason. And I think the length that you just brought up there, if the Heat go down, I think that's a huge reason why. When you get that many guys on the court, you know, and you fill them up with long, lanky guys, there's just not that much space left, and it gets very difficult. And I thought off camera you made a great comparison. The Celtics and the Nuggets are two different teams here. This Nuggets team is tough. They're gritty. The Heat are gritty as well. They got a bunch of grinders out there. That's why I can't wait to watch this series, Gabe. It's going to be a good one, man.
All right, so talking about their size, Aaron Gordon is 6'8". Jeff Green is 6'8". Jokic is listed as 6'11". DeAndre Jordan doesn't even play. He's 6'11". Murray is 6'4". Michael Porter Jr., 6'10". They just keep throwing these big bodies at you, Cam. Some big dudes, bro, to deal with all night.
What a life DeAndre Jordan has to be, like, insignificant and make that kind of money. That guy's stealing. He might as well be wearing a balaclava on the bench.
Dude, they don't even play Reggie Jackson.
No, I know. It's great. Like, wow.
Like, they have players, good players. They don't even play them. Yep. They're like, no, we're good. People are like, oh, your rotation's thin. They're like, listen, we've been playing the same 7-8 dudes, and we're keeping it this way. That's the way it is, and it's working for them. But I'm just saying they have these bodies. As you stated, they're just much more tenacious. No one's pretending the Nuggets are the best defensive team in the world or anything, but, like, the Heat won every 50-50 battle, Cam. When there was a loose ball with the Celtics, like, come on. You know what I mean? Jason Tatum ain't diving for a loose ball. Jaylen Brown spent the entire series bitching at the referees. Like, the play would be going on, and he'd be like, blah, blah, blah. He's like bitching. Like, dude, the game's going on without you, Jaylen. Like, you know what I mean?
I haven't seen a guy turn over the ball like that.
The basket.
I know.
He doesn't run back. He blames the ref. It's like, okay, you're killing your own team.
He is. That guy wants a max deal. I wouldn't give him. You kidding me? The way that guy turns over the ball? Nuts. No thanks.
Well, he shouldn't be handling the ball. I think he's a great player. He just shouldn't be handling the ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kyle Lowry got the last laugh, though, because when they tied it 3-3, Brown went up to him, and he can't say exactly what he said because of the language, but he went up to him and he said, man, he goes, I like you, dog, but he goes, you're always effing starting stuff, bro. He goes, you're always starting stuff. He goes, why you complain? That he's like giving Lowry the business and stuff. Uh-huh. And he basically said, but don't worry, man, I won't have to see you anymore after the next game. It's my Miami Beach thumb, and there's Lowry. Lowry, at the, he had a hood on at the pros. The presser made it to another NBA Finals, Kyle. Kyle did.
Yep.
All right, what about player props tonight, Drew? What are you looking at? What do you got for us? Anything? Series props, player props, what do you got?
Yeah, I got the series prop. I'm on the Heat plus 335. Again, ride the hot hand here, guys. And it's kind of playing with a little bit of house money, riding them in the playoffs. But player props, I would actually look for Jimmy Butler to kind of take over here, kind of put the team on his shoulders. We've seen it before in the past, guys. This guy comes to play in the playoffs. I think the ball's going to be in his hand a lot. So I would go Jimmy Butler points prop to the over. And you know what? Bam points pop to the over as well. I think that he gets some buckets here. You mentioned it that the Nuggets aren't the greatest defensive team. They are tough, though. And I can see him getting a couple loose balls, going back up and getting a bunch of dunks tonight. So I'd go with those two points props to the over.
Love Bam Adebayo to the over. They play twice this year. They played twice this year. He scored 19 and 22. So it's 16 and a half. He squeezed over the number. He went over the number all the time for the most part. I think, what, in 5 out of 7? He sort of hit a wall a little bit against the Celtics. They figured some things out with them, but the Denver Nuggets aren't going to worry about Bam in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not – they're going to be like, yeah, whatever. He's going to get his 20. He's going to get his 19. He's going to get 22 or whatever. Bam ain't going to give you 38. He's not going to crush them. And I think they'd be happy with that. And then that cools off Caleb Martin's threes, and it takes away the threes. Like, if Miami are just playing on the inside, one thing, like, that's the thing, guys. You saw it on, you saw it in these games, especially as the series went on against Boston. Miami figured it out that we can't trade threes with these guys. We need to slow this down. We need to turn this into a rock fight. We need to turn this into a street ball game and, you know, play lower scoring games. And it worked for them. They're not going to be able to dictate that to like, they're not going to be able to push around Denver and dictate any pace. Denver are bigger than they are. They're not going to be more physical. Miami are going to get into a lot of foul trouble, I think, too, because I think they're going to roll bodies at Jokic. Bam's going to get into foul trouble. They're going to roll Cody Zeller out there. He's going to get eaten alive. And yeah, he's going to, you know, rack up 6 fouls like right away. And fine, okay. You think that you're buying time, but you're really just putting Denver in the bonus. And then we didn't even get in. Like I said, to me, Jamal Murray's the new star of this team. Jokic doesn't want to drop 30 and 40 and stuff. Jokic wants to score 19 and have 16 assists. Jamal Murray, to me, this is the Jamal Murray coming out party. And I did a video earlier in the day, guys. There's a prop out there. Will any player score 40 or more points in one game, any game in this series? Jamal Murray is plus 250 to do it. I think he's the guy to do it. I think Jamal Murray scores 40 or more in one of these. He's 25 and a half tonight, for the record.
I like your Bam prop, Gabe. 16. If you can find 16 and a half, I'm on 3 different books right now. 17 and a half, 17 and a half, and 16 and a half. So that could be a huge point right there. I don't know what to do. What about the low-hanging fruit? Like, this is what we talk about, like, tight ends in football. Like, Lowry, 7.5. Strus, Robinson, like, which guy do you think out of those guys will get there?
Let's pop them up as long as you ask. Let's rock. Yeah. Why wait?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get my board up here.
It's a menu. Open it up.
Bam Adebayo, over 16 and a half points. Caleb Martin, over 2.5 threes. I think they slow Martin down a bit, but he's still going to get his looks here. Jimmy Butler, I disagree with Drew respectfully. I think Jimmy Butler, they're going to contain him and slow him down a little bit, and it's hard to get 28 points. I think they're going to beat Jimmy up a lot, and he's the one they're going to really beat up. I think they're going to tell Aaron Gordon, just fight with him. Not fist fight, but make him really, like, you know what I mean? Like, Jimmy is really going to have to work for his points. You ain't playing the soft-ass leprechauns now. Max Strus, guys, is a guy who in both games lit it up. They have to leave somebody open, and who are they going to leave open? They're not going to leave Caleb Martin open anymore. Right, Caleb Martin got left open for the last 3 rounds, and he killed everybody. So their little big three is Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Caleb Martin. And Caleb Martin's their scorer. So Denver's going to look to take Caleb Martin away, and now it's like a domino effect. It'll be like, all right, let's let Max Strus beat us now. And I think Strus is more than capable of hitting a couple of threes. and getting over his point prop here at 9.5. Michael Porter Jr. over 2.5 threes is just straight cash, homie, throughout the playoffs. And I'll tell you what, Caldwell Pope over 1.5 threes. The big game assassin, the modern Robert Horry. Caldwell Pope over 1.5 threes. I got more props, too. Got same game parlays. We got it all. Get Drew's baseball picks on the other side.
Came packing. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
A little hockey, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi. Let's do this thing. Countdown to tip off is on. We're getting fired up. We got a lot of props that we just shared with you. We're going to put them up again, but I'm sticking to my guns here, and I like these. I told people, listen, the props came out right away on Monday night, actually. I was surprised, and it was 16.5 with Adebayo, and I do know there's 17.5 popping up right now, but you got to jump in early. I mean, these numbers aren't set in stone. So I do think Bam even goes over to 17.5 tonight, guys. As we stated, they played twice this year. He scored 19 and 22. Caleb Martin's been on fire. I don't think he's going off for 26 tonight. His player prop is 15.5, but I do like the over 2.5 threes. And we should note it's plus 145 over 2.5 threes. I don't think Jimmy Butler has a massive offensive night tonight. I think Jimmy B has a decent game, 24, 25, 23. I don't know if he gets to 28 tonight, so I'm going to go under with Jimmy Butler. Max Strus is kind of a gut feel that Strus is going to score 12, 13, 14 tonight and pop a couple of threes. Michael Porter Jr. has been like an everyday money bet for us with the Denver Nuggets throughout the playoffs. I liked it better when it was 1.5, but there's high volume for him, right? He gets a lot of three looks. And Caldwell Pope, same thing. Caldwell Pope's a massive big money player. And we can go over the stats and all this type of crap, but we don't have time for it. Just take it, all right? Caldwell Pope is going to go over 1.5 threes tonight. Then we get into Jokic. I got a same game parlay. Jokic to have a triple double tonight and the Denver Nuggets to win. That's plus 135. It's not bad.
Yep, not bad at all.
Denver Nuggets to win on the money line. Nikola Jokic, triple double plus 135. $100 pays 235. I actually put 200 on that, but we just use 100 as an example. I've got a couple others that we'll share after as well. A lot of picks tonight. Ready to go for game one, Drew.
I love it, Gabe. And I like that little double-double, man, because, hey, it kind of lines up, a little correlation there. And you're Jimmy Butler. You know, I already got the bet down, so I don't think I'm going to change it. But you do bring up a good point. You know, it's almost one of those things in the NBA Finals, the Nuggets getting ready. You know, don't let their best player beat them. So that's why
the one guy said,
if we lose to the Miami Heat, we don't want it to be Jimmy Buckets beating us. So I'm having a little like pump the brakes on my little prop bet to the over on Jimmy Butler to the points. But hey, I'm going to ride because he's got to have a big
in the last game they played. 8 of 18 for Butler, 24 points. All right, so he was 7 of 7 from the free throw line, 1 of 2 from the 3-point line, 8 of 18 from the field. He had 10 rebounds. He had a good game. 24 points, 10 rebounds. He had 9 assists in the game. He nearly had a triple-double, actually, in this game. Caleb Martin had 8 points then. Max Strus had 23. Max Strus had 23 in the last game, Cam. And in the first game they played against each other, good old Max had 14. And that was Hero in the lineup. Max Strus, new Caleb Martin.
You sold me. Yeah, give me some. Sorry. Yeah, some
I'm jumping on
with
that
Strus.
One.
I'm in. I love those low numbers, man. I like those low numbers. They're fun.
How about this? Caldwell Pope dropped 20 when they played. He's at 9.5.
That's low.
December 30th, Caldwell Pope led the Nuggets in scoring with 20 points. Jokic had 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 12 assists in a triple-double. Jokic was even better when the Heat and when they played again in February. Jokic had 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists. So you notice he had 12 rebounds exact in both games. Jamal Murray didn't play in the last game. He was out that night. Jimmy Butler averaged 20.5 points per game in the two matchups, 8.5 assists and 8 rebounds. Shot 41% against Denver this year. Bam Adebayo averaged 20.5 points per game, 4.5 rebounds, 42.9. So you see where, like, from a betting perspective, so they both averaged 20.5. One guy's prop is 27.5. The other's guy's is 16.5. I'm going with the guy at 16.5 over with Bam Adebayo, and I'm going to go under with Jimmy Butler. As far as Jokic's props and all this.
Do you have a baseball same game parlay tonight too? You got a lot of basketball, man.
No.
Okay.
I got 3 same game parlays for the NBA.
Oh, that's good. That's the best. So you went shopping at one store. You went to the basketball store today. Yeah, just nothing else.
That's the NBA Finals.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a big night.
You'll appreciate my loser dumpster.
Unlike James Young, I respect the NBA Finals, Cam.
That's right. James Young. What's he doing right
big
now?
Deal
having
for
a few
me.
IPAs? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Enjoy your
beverage. Yeah, he was at Citi Field. I saw that. That looked pretty cool.
At least they won.
And it's not as if, though, listen, I'm going to the Dodgers and Yankee game on Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome at Chavez Ravine. Tonight's not, all right, we got the Cincinnati Reds and the Red Sox, the Guardians and the Twins, and the Angels and the Astros tonight. Are you betting any baseball, Drew?
Oh, I'm lined up on all 3 here, Gabe. Whoa. Where do you want me to start, buddy?
Wow.
Let's go, Drew. I like where you're going, Drew.
Mr. Selection, selective.
Yeah.
And now you're like, every game, love it.
Do you want my metal detector special, the dumpster where I'm looking for real jewelry instead of cubic zirconia? Let's roll.
Oh, here we go.
If I were to tell you, if I were to tell you that the Cincinnati Reds have won 5 games in a row, you'd say, Cam, you're crazy. But I'm not. They actually are playing great ball. Jonathan India, leadoff hitter, plus 125. They didn't have to win. Here's the deal. You can look at Chris Sale's numbers, and they've gone down, but don't be fooled. Cincinnati crushes lefties too. I like the Reds. I think I'm going to take them plus 1.5 and a sprinkle on the money line. India to record a hit too. That's the play.
A little plus money. What do you think, Drew? Yeah. What are you doing with the? What are you doing with this game tonight? What do you think of Cam's play?
Cam's a great person. I love working with him. He is wrong tonight in Fenway.
Oh,
man, teeing him up there.
All right, guys, what do you got?
Give the old handshake and see ya. Yeah, what do you got?
The old political,
Chris
pump
Sale
him up
on
the college football.
You're going to sell me on Sale here?
I'm going to sell you on Sale. Absolutely. And the old college football head coach, the other team's so good. Yeah, the Cincinnati Reds have been playing really good. But Chris Sale, it's one thing I don't like doing when Chris Sale's pitching is just bringing in the numbers versus lefties, because he's so tall. He's so lanky, that 3/4 arm angle. And he's now throwing 95 plus. So I'm not going to say it's Chris Sale prime, Gabe, but it is Chris Sale getting really close to prime. He has been absolutely money. And the reason I love betting him so much, guys, is because anybody with his dimensions, that tall, that lanky, that arm angle, and throwing that hard would be in Major League Baseball. They would be on an MLB roster. And sure enough, there's no way for these MLB players that love the repetition to get ready for games to prepare for handling Chris Sale. He's been money his last, 4 or 5 starts here, guys. Ride Chris Sale in the Boston Red Sox tonight. I bet him about minus 147 in the overnights, and it has been pushed up a little bit, Gabe, some of that being my money.
Well, you could both win. Cam's got the Reds plus 1.5.
By 1.
I like where you're going with this with Sale, just in the sense that you can see this has been coming for like 6 weeks now or so, whatnot, right? From when he's come back to where he is. And I've been on board too. And I remember it was about 2 weeks ago, and somebody flippantly said, oh, Chris Sale's pitching tonight. Like, ha ha. And I said, yeah, Chris Sale's pitching time. Taking him. I was like, yeah, I am. Like, exactly. Yeah. Because this is, like you said, this is a trajectory that this guy's been on, Drew. It's been a couple of years, man, that he hasn't been healthy. I think these are some of the last opportunities we're going to get, actually, guys, before Chris Sale is starting to be a big favorite again, Drew, in the future. Because they're going to catch on that he's back, right? They're going to say, oh, he's an ace again.
Yeah, and you, the expert that you are in the sports betting market, this doesn't last forever. And sure enough, I'm pretty sure I was on the same game as you. They were up against the Padres, I think it was two Saturdays ago.
Yeah, and they were catching
like plus 115. So look at this price difference. You know, the market's starting to get in tune with it. I don't think they're fully in tune here, Gabe, just yet. And in 2 weeks from now, like two starts from now, if Sale keeps doing what he's doing, they're going to be, you're going to have to lay minus $2 and more. It's just the secret's going to get out.
Cam, are you doing anything with the Guardians in a Twins game?
Wow. It's like asking me if I want to be punched in the face. I don't know.
You can't,
Gabe,
say no. You feel free. You can just say no.
No, Cincinnati's more my speed, but I would actually look at Cleveland as a pooch tonight. Drew, do you have an opinion on the game?
I do, and actually I do like Cleveland, the Guardians now, as the pooch, as you say, plus price, plus $1.25 here. And when you look at their full season metrics, guys, the Guardians number 30, actually, like the worst lineup in baseball by some categories here, but they just scored, 12 runs on Wednesday, and their pitcher, Beebe, on the hill. This guy I like to bet on. His numbers are pretty good, and he's going up against the Minnesota Twins and Pablo Lopez. Lopez, a big name coming from the Fish, but actually some of his numbers here of late haven't really been that great. And I don't know what he's coming off of, the 9-7 win over Toronto. That's right. But he's allowed 5 combined home runs in his last 3 starts. So the long ball is starting to kill him here. Cleveland seeing the ball a lot better of recent, getting the plus price on the Guardians. That's the way I'm betting this one, guys.
What do you think of the Angels game tonight?
I am on Detmers and the Angels here. Another plus price underdog. So the dogs hopefully barking in these games, guys. And Detmers is a guy I'm looking to bet on. He has 11 strikeouts per 9. That's his average so far this season. That's top 10 in baseball. Who would have thought that? It's not a big name for a starting pitcher. And that's actually why I like betting some of these dogs, these guys that are putting up these kind of these statistics that are going under the radar. And don't look now, but Mike Trout's heating up, guys. He's got 5 home runs in his last 13 games. And of course, when this Angels lineup, they got some big names, and some nights they don't show up, but when you catch them when they're hot and catching a plus price, Detmers is a guy I'm looking to bet on. Last thing here, up against the Houston starter, a guy named Blanco. I don't know much about him, but when these guys make the step up, he's making a step up from AAA, and he's making the start tonight. They're pushing their rotation back a night. So sometimes when this happens and a prospect makes a start, I'll look to bet on him. However, he was scheduled to start for the AAA team tonight. Therefore, it almost puts me like, hey, this guy isn't really a top prospect where you want to be looking to bet on. He's actually just their AAA starter for the night. They needed an arm, and they're throwing it out there. So I actually look to fade that. It's a very important concept that I've kind of brought into my handicapping over the last couple of years with guys making the jump up from the minors. He doesn't really check the boxes bet on here. So I'm on the Angels at the plus price tonight.
Me too, Drew.
You're right.
So 2 out of 3, like meatloaf. We're on the Angels, Guardians, but you're on the Red Sox, and I'm on the Reds. So good luck to us.
The Angels are an interesting team, Drew, in the sense, as you stated, but every game is so big for them. That's one thing I like about them, but they're under a lot of pressure all the time because they're aware of just the implications of this year. And they just want to make the playoffs so badly, but they've been pretty impressive. They've been grinding. They're right in that wild card mix here right now. And as Drew alluded to, the fact of the matter is Mike Trout and Ohtani really haven't had great years offensively. Like a lot of times it's like, oh, everyone else is screwing them. They're good. They've been very good, and they're better than most players in the league. But by Ohtani standards, got 15 home runs, hitting 269. That's not, you know what I mean? He's more of a 300 type guy. Like, he hasn't gotten into an offensive rhythm yet, but you notice it's starting to turn the corner a little bit here. You know, 2 for 3 in the last game, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, 1 for 4 in a game before that. He's starting to get a little bit more of an offensive groove right now. And as you stated, Trout's starting to heat up a little bit. The Angels are going to be in play. They're competing for a wild card team. This team isn't going away.
Nice price tonight.
And they brought up some nice young players, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we got a couple of minutes with Drew Martin here. Man, he's hanging on to that puck. We're like, where's the puck? Show us the puck.
Yeah.
But he won't do it yet. Hey, he won't do it. So Drew's on the Miami Heat to win the series. You got the plus 330, and tonight you're taking the Heat plus the points. That is correct, Drew, right?
Yeah, on the Heat plus 9 tonight and plus 335 for the series. And I also got a, I think it's plus 740 series parlay, a little Cam Ooh. Stewart parlay action.
The Florida two-step?
Oh, it's a Florida two-step. The South Florida special. However you guys want to refer to it, it's the Heat to win the NBA.
The South
finals.
Florida swamp, the swamp parlay of the championship play. So, because it's funny, I like the other side. I hate to say it. I like the Nuggets and the Knights. It's plus 115.
So
yours pays a lot better. Yours pays a lot better, though. What's yours pay?
Oh, yeah. It's plus 740. Betting both of them. And of course, I was thinking we were going to get more on the Florida Panthers, boys.
Well, there it is.
Here's the cup, by the way, the puck. I got this at a Florida Panthers game back when I was like 13 or 14 years old with my grandpa.
It's the original logo. I like it.
Yeah, the old one.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff, guys. And,
that is palm tree crap. I like the palm tree shirt, actually. I'm kidding.
That's nice. Good colors. Yeah. Nice.
It's a nice little ring, but Gabe, actually a little concept here. And you guys would be good people to ask. I heard the local radio here, the announcer for the Panthers, he's very good. I forget his name. And he was saying the home ice advantage for the Panthers in the playoffs, he thinks it's under kind of realized in the betting markets because it's not like a corporate crowd with the Panthers. Whereas maybe in Toronto, it's so expensive that you get a lot of suits in there. With the Panthers, it's a bigger stadium, by the way. So when it is packed, I'm going to ride that, guys. A little South Florida two-step here. Heat and Panthers.
Gabe, you mentioned that before.
The hot goalie.
With the Lightning. That's the whole problem with Toronto, Drew. No one can afford to go to games, so you get a bunch of guys sitting on their hands. Hey, come on, Leafs. Yeah, you get a bunch of piss tanks down in Florida, like, letting loose. That's what you want at the game.
Say what you will.
Right?
They do it well in the South. They know how to put a party on.
They do. Exactly.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.